T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Thursday. Hope you're having a good one to this point. In fact, it'll be a thirsty Thursday where you can go out and see the fellas of the drive because they're out on the road in the great city of Houston. Actually, technically, in Katy. Today, Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy. I'll get you the address a little bit later. Not that one specific. Appreciate you, Mr. McDowell, though. Right now, though, we jump to the phone line and welcome in our every Thursday guest, as long as he's got time for us. He is a former pass rusher in the NFL, but he's number one in our hearts. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing all right.
I could be doing better. I'll be entirely honest. I could be doing better. I've been fascinated, ND, as I'm sure a lot of us have been, with what D'Amico's been kind of talking about with the fallout from that Monday night game. One of the things that, you know, he let us in on was the idea that, you know, their game plan was to get up on JSN, really put hands on him, and seemingly the execution of the game plan just did not happen on the field. Have you been in circumstances where, like, you know, people go into business for themselves in that way? And, like, how does that come about, especially for a team that feels like it's this good and a defense that's this good? This just feels so out of character for them.
It's still the NFL. I mean, I was reminded of that when I watched the game. I was thinking, okay, this is going to be a low-scoring game. The defense is going to shut down Seattle. But it's still the NFL. And there were some plays, I'm sure y'all noticed, where Stingley – as far as positioning, he couldn't have been in a better position, but the ball placement was there. Jackson Smith and Jigba did a great job catching it, and he's showing everybody why he's the best rookie wide receiver in the game. But I was surprised, and yeah, I've been in games. I mean, I've been in games where, you know, when we went on that run when I was in Philly and we were going to the conference championship every year, we always had one of the best defenses. You know, there's always one or two games where you're playing a down-and-out team. The thought is if we do what we've been coached up to do, we should hold them under 17 points. And then they put up 35 on us. And you're like, oh, what the hell happened? And then you'll see a couple of players where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm playing against NFL talent. So but this was very disappointing because going into the game for me, I thought this would be that statement game. If they can beat Seattle, a good team that's fighting for their division, it won't feel like they're only getting their victories against the down teams like the Baltimore Ravens without Lamar, the Tennessee Titans. So, yeah, very, very disappointing Monday night.
So we got to talk about the offense, Andy. I know you were watching this game closely, and I really kind of want to know, just as the game is progressing, what you were seeing in this offense that caused so many issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, John? I was very optimistic during the preseason with this decision to let Laremy Tunsil go. And let's be real, a lot of your listeners, a lot of radio hosts, oh, good riddance and take all your penalties with you. Well, he took a lot of talent with him as well. And, you know, unfortunately, they just weren't able to replace that. I just was thinking to myself, you know what, the crew over there, Nick Caserio and co, they spend hours upon hours studying these guys. Maybe they know something about them that we don't. But right now, the offensive line play just isn't there. And it's not just the offensive line. You know, Nico Collins, one of my favorite receivers in the game, he had a couple of drops, but no one else just stepped up. Like mm-hmm. Nico Collins having drops, it's not because he didn't prepare. It's not because he doesn't care. I mean, this is a dedicated stud athlete who loves the game, loves preparations. Some of the greats have bad days. He had a bad day. We saw it with CeeDee Lamb. You know, there was a game early this season. I forgot who the Cowboys were playing, but, I mean, CeeDee Lamb had more drops than catches, and if he just had two more catches, they win the game. So it's going to happen with great players. My biggest concern is you didn't have any other person just step up and be that guy. And I feel we see that with other teams in the NFL. When a star player is having an off day, two or three other guys remind you why they're in the NFL. And outside of the targets to the tight end, Dalton Schultz, you know, he did a good job getting open and he was active. But I it's lacking that big playability, John. Well, when it's all said and done, the offense, in my opinion, is lacking big playability, and it's because you're not protecting the quarterback the way he needs to be protected.
We're talking to our guy, ND Kalu, right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Remember, he's been in the trenches. He's been an edge rusher in this league, and I'm not trying to cause no trouble. Please understand that on the front end. However, there's an assertion that's been made that a rotation at guard brought the best, that was the way to get the best out of that. Like, is there anything that you could see, having been in the trenches, that would be a benefit of having a rotation on the offensive line series by series?
You very rarely see it. I don't think there is any benefit, because offensive linemen, like defensive linemen, they like to get a feel of their opponent. They like to get the timing. They like to understand his movements. And that there's a reason why 95, if not higher, percent of offensive linemen don't substitute in and out. Even they're the one position group, like when teams get in victory formation or it's a blowout and you're starting to put backups in, you still see the starting offensive line in there. That you just don't rotate those guys. If I was on the other side, if I'm a defender, Byron Murphy, and I'm seeing, you know, a rotation of guards every series, I'm actually smiling to myself, because mm-hmm. what that tells me is like, oh, good. They don't know if any of these guys are good, so I'm just going to go expose both of them. So it's a weird – when I saw that, well, the first time I saw Reggie, I thought he got injured. Then I saw him come back, and I was like, oh, okay, he's good. Then I saw him go back out again. It took me, mm-hmm. and I'm a little bit slow, to the third quarter to realize, oh, they're doing a rotation here at the guard position, because you just don't see that in the NFL.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's perfect to lead into my other question. You've been in the trenches, as Reggie said. You've also been in the locker room in downtime when it's just the players chatting it up. You see them go for it on third and fourth down behind that line that you just talked about twice. You see the rotation at guard. You see C.J. Stroud, in my view anyway, I don't know about you, sort of not showing the same confidence. At what point does the locker room start looking around going, hey, man, you know, this is not right?
If you have a strong locker room, which I believe they do, it's it's going to take more. It's going to take much more than what we're going through as a fan base to actually have a divide in the locker room. But where you will see it, John, is if and I'm not even going to say any names for an example, or people think I know something I don't. But if two defensive players after Thursday's hard practice go grab, you know, a bite to eat, watch Thursday night football, they'll talk. They'll be like, "Man, John, what do you think's going on over there on the offensive side?" Then the other one will be like, shoot, I know I'd be killing him at practice every day, so I don't know how he's even in the game. You know, they'll have those conversations, but very rarely with a strong locker room. Like, these guys truly love each other. Like, I was lucky enough to have a podcast every week where I would have a different current player on, and just the way they talk about each other, you know, whether it's a tight end talking about a defensive player, like, you could tell they're truly tight. So I don't think we're going to have a situation like, what's my guy's name? Tua Tagovailoa, where the freaking leader of the team calls a team meeting, and the team's like, "Man, screw that fool! I'm not going to that meeting." Like that's a big deal, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all heard about that. Oh, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, you know what? Of course y'all heard about it. Like, I know y'all heard about it, but I don't know how much y'all really thought into it. But that's a big deal. Like, when your quarterback calls a team meeting, and the players are like, "Man, I'm not going to this." Like, that's a lack of respect for the guy, the player, that's supposed to demand the most respect. That's a problem. So until we have a situation like that, I think this team's just going to fight through the hard times. And it's very hard times right now for the Texans.
You mentioned the quarterback. Counterpart on this team is C.J. Stroud. And, I mean, again, trying to get into someone's mind is rough, but you're a defensive player, and I think you did a lot of reading the kind of demeanor of a quarterback. What did you see in CJ Stroud's game? Clearly he said it, that he didn't have a great game, but early on it felt like you could see kind of an eagerness and an anticipation in a way that isn't good, like happy feet in the pocket. Like, what did you see from his game just watching it?
No, just what you said. I saw a guy that doesn't look comfortable in the pocket, and there's a reason why he's not comfortable in the pocket, and God bless him for being the type of leader that he's not going to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, and he's not going to, you know, start yelling at guys. And there's some things he can improve upon too. That safety, or what should have been a safety, it was kind of like, "Hey man, you're going the wrong way." Sooner or later, just throw the ball away. Let's not put this all on the offensive line, because there's a few sacks as defenders. You're like, "Oh, that was on the quarterback." And there were also some times, and again, from the TV copy, I couldn't see the route running from the wide receivers, but there were also times, because we're being hard on the offensive line, where he had a lot of time and it just didn't look like anybody was open. And then he started to scramble after like a three count. And as offensive line, if you can block your guy for 2.5, anything over that is icing on the cake. And there were a couple plays where I could have sworn I did a three count, and he just didn't have anybody open. So then he starts scrambling, and it looks like the protection is breaking down. Well, sooner or later, it is going to break down. So that's where it becomes a team. You know, you start looking at the team, because when the offensive line does block effectively, your route runners have to get open. Your quarterback has to see them. He has to make a decision. So it's still not just one position group. It's the entire offense.
Well, you know, we talked about some of the mistakes the defense made. They still came up with a 3-turnover margin edge. They still made some big-time plays and scored a touchdown and everything else. That's got to be what you're hanging your hat on. But my question is about McCaffrey and the game he's coming off, and how they're going to be able to stop that.
Yeah, they're not stopping McCaffrey. you just hope he's the only one that ends up having a good game. Like, let's talk about stopping George Kittle or making Mac Jones antsy in the pocket. Now, here's the thing. I can see a scenario where Mac Jones, you know, looks like the guy who was asked to leave New England because of this defensive front. But, I mean, Christian McCaffrey's a flat-out stud, like whether he's a receiver out of the back. Then when you see his size, you think, oh, because he's small and he's fast, he has to hit the edges. He picks up a lot of yards in between the tackles too. So, I don't think he's a guy that you stop, but I think you have to limit the big plays to just Christian McCaffrey having them.
Andy, you don't play poker, do you?
You know, I never, thank God, with everything going on now in the world. Yeah. I never even learned how to play any poker, craps, none of that. And I don't want to learn, because I heard it's very addicting.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I just wanted to make sure that you were all good in the hood in this current era and time space. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure you're all good.
If you're the who what's the name of the head of the basketball? Is it Adam Silverman?
Yes, Adam Silver.
Silver. Like, he has to be so annoyed right now, because I watched a couple of the basketball games and they were so entertaining. And I remember last night after my San Antonio Spurs, yes, I said it, my San Antonio Spurs, you know, after they did what they did, I was thinking, man, this NBA season is going to be pretty cool. Then this morning, you know, we're here in the office and we have our TV on mute, but we see the ticker of, you know, head coaches getting arrested for this gambling ring. Like, I know he's like, come on, guys, like, first we got to compete with the NFL, and now people are going to start questioning the results of our games. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
What's your confidence level going into this Sunday? It's finally getting the game at home. It looks like you're probably going to get another Michael McCorkle Jones game at quarterback. What's your confidence level with this one?
You know what?
That might be enough. You might have said it all right there.
I mean, because here's the thing. One thing, as much as I love this coach and I know he's not the problem, and I'll never say he is the problem, like, when I look at this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball, then you look at the resilience of the 49ers. I mean, their quarterback is down. They're 5-2. You know, they're not playing like great ball. I've seen two of their games, and it's not like it's great ball, but there's just no giving them. They're just fighting. Fred Warner, you know, they lose him, and I felt like the rest of the defense just kind of, you know, stepped up, and they were trying to win one for the Gipper. So I just kind of like their attitude, the way they play. But at the same time, I'm not sitting up here thinking like the Texans are going to lose just because. You know, I can see a scenario where Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, they're all over Mac Jones, and then you start thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, that's why he's not a starter in the league. So 1 to 10, 10 being like, I would bet the house that the Texans win, I would say I'm at a 5 or 6.
Okay. That's fair.
We appreciate you giving us some of your time. Glad that we know that we're not going to see your name in any kind of documents.
At least not for that.
Yeah. Well, now you got me questioning some things, ND. All right. Very
less
good.
Less is more, yeah. ND. Less is more.
That's right. All right, brother.
I need to go back to Onyx and make sure them girls keep their mouths shut.
Well, oh my goodness. Fair enough. All right, we'll let you go and handle that. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, y'all take it easy. Keep
there
up the
it
good
is.
Work.
ND Kalu joining us every Thursday. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Where, yeah, there's a gambling sting that's been undertaken by the FBI. Let's talk about this because it very much has to do with sports. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.